Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does one U.S. senator think needs to be done to help the economy? And more. Let's go in-depth with Senator Chuck Grassley.
Dr. Bob, how are you doing?
Good. How are you, Senator?
Very good, too.
Well, let's get started. We have a pandemic going on. We have an economic crisis. We have about a third of Americans had a hard time paying their mortgages last month. Millions of people out of jobs, millions of people without health that have lost their health insurance. What's your assessment of the state of the United States?
Well, we're going to deal with some of those issues. I'm not sure all of them, but some of those issues are going to be dealt with a bill that we get before Congress and to the president sometime starting tomorrow with the initial discussions, probably a few days away from actually putting together the exact package and getting a bill to the president by August the 7th. It would include things like maybe some additional checks like we sent out before. It might include some more money for health care. It's definitely going to include something if we get a vaccine on the distribution of the vaccine, and also on the issue of whether or not the government ought to pay for the vaccine, or that you would have then it'd be free, or whether it be cost, or whether the government would set the price. And I would say that the latter would probably be what would happen there. And then we probably will deal with the unemployment compensation, continuing some increase, like we have the $600 increase that ends July 31st, probably having something less than that, but phasing it out over a period of time, because we don't want to disincentivize people going to work. It would probably maybe include some state and local revenue loss, or if it didn't include more money for that, it would probably include more flexibility for states that haven't spent all their money to be able to use it for things other than COVID-19. And I could go on and on, but those are some of the things we're talking about. Now, tomorrow at 12:30 till 2 o'clock, when Republicans and Democrats have their separate caucuses, the administration people, not the president, but other administration people are going to be meeting with us and say what the president prefers, and then to get our reaction to it, plus hearing things that the president doesn't think important that we think are important.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. Well, there's been some talk on the Republican end of things about not giving more cash payments to people.
I think so. I think it's an either or. The president prefers to not have workers pay their payroll tax between now and the end of the year. And then there's some people don't want that or the checks, but I think if there's a feeling that we have to, and I think it's going to be a prevalent feeling, that we need some additional help, it's going to do more economic good to send people a check, whether it's $1,200 or a little bit less, but send a check rather than dribbling out maybe $20 or $30 every paycheck between now and the end of the year. Because when people get a little bit more money in their paycheck, I don't think it's going to be spent and help the economy as much as if they got a check from the federal government in let's say September, that they similar to what they got in April or May.
Now, every business owner that I've spoken with that got the PPP loans said that made a big difference, and my understanding is that millions of dollars came into our local area, our coverage area, from those PPP loans, and there's just a lot of praise from businesses for those.
Yes, and you know what? I wouldn't think that there would be any need to extend that, and so I haven't thought about this, but I've just recently read where Secretary Treasury Mnuchin ought to say there ought to be another round for that, but it'd be more limited to maybe minorities and really smaller businesses as opposed to some very major businesses got in on the first round. But I'm not sure where you cut that off, and I'm not sure that you'd have to appropriate more money because there's still $130 billion out of the last $310 billion we put into that fund that hasn't been used yet.
Well, yeah, there were some people that got the money that, you know, that I've seen reported on that I don't understand why. Maybe the Stein Seed Company, I mean, they got millions and millions. But Brownell's, the gun company in Grinnell, got millions of dollars, and gun sales are through the roof. Why would they need that?
Well, it's kind of a case of where they're going to lay people off. Maybe when they applied for it, we didn't have all, you know, why guns are being bought now because of all this rioting that's going on and people and demonstrations and the mob rule and everything that we have in a few cities. That scares everybody. This isn't the first time people have been scared and bought guns, but that wasn't going on when they probably applied for the PPP, and if they thought they had to lay people off, they qualified. Now, there's at least some people, and we, you know, anything over $2 million, maybe it's over a million, I don't, million or 2 million, it's going to be audited. Maybe some people got money that shouldn't got it. Maybe some money even got out fraudulently that's going to have to be paid back. But just so you know, a lot of people applied it and got for it. And I just read in the paper where $3 billion has come back voluntarily. That they returned it because they didn't need it. Now, why they didn't need it or whether they thought they qualified for it and then determined they didn't, or they thought they needed it and didn't need it, I don't know what the reasons are, but you at least had $3 billion turned back. One other thing along that line, you know, early on, there were a lot of really big companies that were applying for it that were embarrassed as a result of publicity about it, that they gave it back. But the $3 billion I'm talking about is in addition to that.
Well, all I know is our small business owners really appreciated it, and not everybody got it. And it would be nice for it to be set up so the small businesses got it that deserved it as opposed to the big ones. And I know you agree with me on that.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Senator Chuck Grassley. You said mob rule. Don't you think that's a bit of an overstatement?
For peaceful demonstrations, absolutely. That's not mob rule. Mob rule is only when people that say they're demonstrating, but they carry bricks and rocks and spray painting, and they try to break into to small businesses or big businesses and rob and loot. That's anarchy. That's mob rule. But people just peacefully walking down the street saying Black Life Matters or whatever else they want to say is not mob rule.
I see rule part is where they have an authority where they're making stuff happen. They're not making a lot of stuff happen, but that's all right. It's just semantics, perhaps. But what do you think about President Trump sending in federal troops into Portland when the local authorities don't want them, and from reports that they're just arresting people and pulling them off the street, they aren't identified, they don't say who they are. What do you think of that?
justification for federal government involvement. Well, when I say the only one, I'm going to say two now. One, if they were invited in, and the president's offered to several mayors and governors to do that. But if they aren't invited in, then the only other justification would be to protect federal property or to protect federal employees. And in the instance of Portland, if that's the one you're referring to, and there may be others, but that's the only one I really know much about, there was a threat to the courthouse, and there was a threat to ICE employees.
If we have a Supreme Court vacancy before, you know, the end of the year, what do you think should happen? And keep in mind that you and I had long talks about this, and Merrick Garland and the Republican Senate not allowing President Obama to have his nominee, Merrick Garland.
Okay. I answered this question maybe 4 or 5 days ago, and I should have prefaced it this way, that when I was chairman of the committee, I would have told you in 2016, as I did almost every town meeting I had, when they asked me if in 2020 I was chairman of the committee, would I do the same thing then with a presidential election coming up that I did in 2016? And I said yes, and I still stand by that. The only difference is I'm chairman of the Finance Committee, and Graham is chairman of the other committee, and he has a responsibility to, it's his authority to make that decision, and I don't know if he's spoken out on that or not, but I'm not chairman of the committee. But if I were chairman of the committee, I would do what I just now told you.
But what's the right thing to do?
Well, you got my opinion, which is what I've told you, and you've got McConnell's opinion, and I don't know whether Graham shares this or not, but McConnell's opinion is that going back to the Biden rule, which I always quoted, and you could also say there's kind of a Schumer's rule because he gave a similar speech, but they gave a speech when Democrats were in the majority and we had a Republican president. And I took my position when we had a Republican president, a Republican Senate and a Democrat president, which I thought was comparing apples and apples. Now, I haven't had a conversation with McConnell on this, but I heard him on television saying that this is an entirely different situation because we have a Republican Senate and we have a Republican president. And so all I can tell you is they've got a different opinion than I have.
What if we have no longer have a Republican president except as a lame duck president, and let's say we don't have a Republican Senate except for a lame duck Republican Senate?
Well, I think under those circumstances, it would depend. I guess just what I told you, if McConnell's on the show, that nominee would probably come up if the president made the nomination. But I don't know whether this president would do that if he was defeated. Maybe he would feel morally obligated otherwise, and maybe people would say he doesn't think that way. But it's hypothetical, so I guess that's the best I can speak to it.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today, Senator?
You're stopping me. I didn't even look at the clock, but you're stopping about on time, so I appreciate that. Let me say one thing that just in case you would run into anybody, so I'm saying this to you, but I'm also saying it to the audience. If you run into anybody, like I read a letter to the editor in Kelowna that Grassley's town meetings and county meetings this year are just a show because he's not opening it up to the public. That's absolutely right. I'm not opening up to the public, but I'm not doing anything much different than I have in the 40 years that I've been holding county meetings. I've always had a combination of open town meetings, let's say rotary clubs, several high schools, several factories, a few hospitals, and so I'm doing the same thing now, except not the open town meetings. And the reason I'm not having open town meetings is because of the virus, and you're not supposed to have too large of groups, and you gotta have people wear masks and stay 6 feet apart. And so I just can't demand that people, in other words, if Dr. Bob came to the courthouse there and I you didn't have your mask on and you didn't stay 6 feet apart, and I said to Dr. Bob, you can't be at this meeting, you could tell me to go to heck. So I've been trying to do it with places where we've been invited, and so they're a little bit different this year, and I hope before the year's out I can have open town meetings. But right now I got 49 counties done, so maybe before I get the other 50 done, I'll have a chance to have open town meetings. But I don't like being criticized for something that I've been doing the same thing for the last 40 years.
Well,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Senator. Oh, I was just going to say, if we do meet, we'll both wear masks.
Okay, God bless you. Yeah, I don't like wearing masks, but I ought to do what I can to help the country get through this. Goodbye.
Bye, Senator. Thanks to Senator Chuck Grassley for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIA KRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.